This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I'm going to answer a burning question for you in today's podcast. Why do liberal societies, i.e. cities or nations run by left-wing people, why do they always fail and collapse and end in human misery and starvation and suffering? You know, look at Venezuela, look at North Korea, look at communist China. The amount of human suffering and torture and non-justice, the abuse of power, the exploitation of people, it's just off the charts. I mean, just look at California, too. Look at the homelessness. Look at the human feces all across San Francisco. Look at the needles, the used heroin needles all over the streets. Look at the collapse of Detroit or Chicago, for that matter. When liberals run cities, they run them into the ground. And when liberals run nations, they become totalitarian, radical regimes. But why? I've got an answer for you today. It's because liberals reward people based on political correctness rather than qualification. In a liberal society, you get a job raise or you get hired based on your skin color or based on your gender or based on your sexual orientation. If you're a good little liberal and you're gay enough or you're dark-skinned enough or if you're transgender enough, then you're going to get the job. But you don't actually have to be good at the job. You don't have to have any merit. You don't need any actual skills. You see, in a conservative society, you're hired based on merit. A merit-based society allows the most competent people to rise to the top. And then you get more competent local government or even a national government if it's merit-based. You get better education because you have merit-based college entrance exams where the people who are the most qualified to receive the education or the scholarship or the government grant, they're the ones that are allowed into the schools. That's a merit-based society. Liberals hate that. Liberals hate merit-based societies. They think that illegal immigrants should be allowed in because of their country of origin or the color of their skin. They think that there should be no merit-based immigration system. In fact, the more impoverished you are, the more desperate you are, and the more you have no education, the more the Democrats want you to cross the border illegally and come into the country and get a voting card in California and start voting. Democrats love refugees and low education, low IQ individuals because that's who votes for Democrats. Let's face it, intelligent people don't vote for Democrats. I mean, for the most part. So the Democrat-run society or the liberal society, progressive society, if you will, becomes a society run by incredibly incompetent morons. I mean, look at Governor Jerry Brown. Can you get more moronic than Governor Brown? Signed into legislation, California as a sanctuary state to protect illegal alien criminal felons and rapists and murderers, to protect them. Meanwhile, California citizens who are Americans and Californians, they get no special protection from the government. Practically, they are assaulted with taxation and regulation to pay for the benefits to the illegals who in many cases are felons who are protected by the government. That's Governor Jerry Brown. You can't get more incompetent than Governor Brown or the mayors of some of these cities like Oakland or San Francisco for that matter. Incompetence is demanded in progressive societies. Left-wing societies, they almost worship stupidity. You have to be qualified in terms of being stupid. I mean, you have to, of course, you have to check off all the boxes for being a liberal. You have to say you love gay people and you love LGBT people. You love trans people. You hate Trump. So you have to love all the right people and hate all the right people. But you don't have to actually be qualified for your job. That's how you get hired in a liberal society. That's how you get raises. You conform to the obedience of the workplace. You joke around, you hobnob with all the right people and say all the right things. Oh, Trump is a bigot. Conservatives are evil. Guns are bad. Guns kill people. If you say all this, you're going to get a raise in a liberal society. But like I said, you don't have to actually know anything about your job. You don't have to be able to use a computer. You don't have to have any competence at all. You just have to be obedient. So you see, this is the big explanation. This really, if you think about it, maybe you're having an aha realization on this too, which is that, hey, yeah, why do liberal societies keep collapsing? Why do they fail? Why are they run by incompetent morons? The answer is because that's who gets the raises. That's what liberal societies value, is just idiotic obedience to their delusional, fanatical demands. And if you actually show competence or intelligence to where you could ask intelligent questions or engage in debate or have a conversation, then you are condemned as a bigot. If you're in a university and you're a student or even a professor and you start to ask intelligent questions, you are ostracized. You are condemned. How dare you ask questions? Universities aren't places to ask questions and learn things, we're told these days. There are places where you're supposed to fall in line, do what you're told, be an obedient libtard. That's what being a cry bully is all about now on college campuses across America. You're just supposed to be a conformist. Same thing in the workplace. In California government, you have to be a conforming libtard if you're going to get a government salary. And if you dare ask questions, hey, isn't there a better way to do this? Or hey, why are we spending taxpayer money on benefits for illegals? Oh, you're fired. Ha ha. Guess what? You just asked a question that we don't like. You're fired because California is a libtardtopia, a dystopian, tardian, collapsing society. That's California for you there, or collapsifornia, as we call it. I mean, think about this. They hate merit-based systems. Why do you think the California universities penalize people for being Asian? Did you know if you're Asian and you apply for college in the University of California system, you get penalized based on your race? Yeah, penalized for being Asian. You're also penalized for being white, by the way. But the Asian penalty is what's most surprising, because now in California, there is actually something called Asian privilege. And you're penalized for being Asian. And why? Why don't they let the most qualified Asians get the scholarships and get the college entrance approvals? Why? The answer is California doesn't want the smartest people running things. Asians are smart folks, usually. They're highly qualified for lots of things. And I believe in a merit-based system. Whoever's the most qualified should get the job. Whoever's the most qualified should get into the college. End of story. Doesn't matter what their color is, because true colorblindness in this cultural kind of way means you don't even pay attention to that. You don't score their color, you score their merit, and you let them in, whoever is the most qualified. You don't judge them on their skin color, and you certainly don't penalize them for being Asian. And yet today, how many Asians in California are still liberals? Even though Asians are being targeted by liberals. See, that's the thing. It's part of the libtard philosophy is to hate yourself. You have to want to destroy yourself. That's why white liberals in California, they love to destroy themselves. They would probably just line up and go to a gas chamber if someone told them they could save the planet for doing so. They will tell you there's white privilege and too many white people in positions of power, and they hate themselves, and they bow down to the totalitarian demands of radical leftists at the universities that are screaming and shouting and bullying everybody. And they call it equality and they call it tolerance, if you can believe that. This is the new left. The left is, they are really the new Nazis, frankly. They are the brown shirts. They are the totalitarian fascists in this country. They're dangerous. And the most fascinating thing that I've run across in the last few weeks is that liberals themselves, that I know, because I have a lot of friends who are liberals, they're starting to text me, they're starting to wake up, and they're telling me horror stories about how even they are being targeted. Even though they've been good little liberals, and they thought they said all the right things about loving gays and loving transgenders. And by the way, I don't have anything against people being gay or cross-dressing. I'm just using this as an example. I'm a libertarian on that stuff. But they thought, oh, they said all the right things about being pro-gay and pro-LGBT and pro-transgender. And it turns out they're being targeted now because they're white. That's what I'm saying. Eventually, the totalitarian society comes for you. Eventually, they target you. You can never be conforming enough to appease the totalitarian libtards on the left. So stop trying. What you need to do is stand up and fight them. You need to resist them. You need to stand up and demand real logic and reason and real merit-based college entrance criteria, for example, real merit-based systems for employment. Because if California keeps going to the left as it is doing in a radical, dangerous, destructive kind of way, California will collapse. It's very close right now. And it'll be a civil war. It'll be a cultural collapse and a financial collapse. And frankly, there's a bunch of people outside the libtard cities of California who are tired of being abused. A bunch of people in rural California and northern California who, frankly, are just tired of being treated as second-class citizens in their own state. And maybe you're one of them, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, and you've had enough of it. You're being taxed to death. You're being condemned. You're being denounced for being conservative or being a Christian or being white or not being gay enough, not being tolerant enough by the intolerant bullies of the left that have become the new present-day cultural Nazis filled with hatred and attacking everybody that doesn't conform to their latest insane demands for gender bizarre pronouns. You can't even keep up with their demands. They're so insane. You can read more about this. I've got a website called leftcult.com that documents some of the insane cultism of the left. Again, that site is leftcult.com. Also check out, I've got a new video site launching called real.video. We're going to have free speech on that site, real.video. We're going to lay into the libtards on real.video. Trust me, I'll lead the way. I'll post the first video. And there'll be a lot more to come from many other people, by the way. And we got to protect free speech. We have to stand up against these bullies of the left. So that's what we're doing. We're building our own system since YouTube has become a libtard echo chamber of lunacy, of left-wing fanaticism and cultism. We're building our own platforms to exercise rationality, logic, real justice, real law, and real free speech. That's real.video. That's what it's all about. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here, a real American and a real Texan at your service. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality. so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.